With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Tropical storm Elsa is bearing down on the Florida Keys, whipping up high winds and bringing torrential rains. The storm expected to come ashore late tonight or tomorrow morning along the Gulf Coast north of Tampa Bay. The National Hurricane Center's John Cangelosi says Elsa is a real rainmaker.
I think there'll be sort of a widespread area of 2 to 4 inches with some isolated pockets of up to 6 inches. I mean, that's not crazy heavy rainfall for Florida. It can generally handle it, but there could be some localized flooding in some areas.
A dozen Florida counties under a state of emergency. Crews continue searching the rubble of the collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida. Colonel Elad Edry with the Israeli Defense Forces search and rescue team says Sunday night's demolition of what was left of the building has been a big help.
Before it, we actually operated 2 or 3 maximum, and now we operate 4 bulldozers. Including one bulldozer inside the parking lot, which was it was absolutely unreachable and untouchable because of the conditions of the pile.
The death toll is 28, 117 people still unaccounted for. Also at SRNNews.com, Russian authorities say wreckage from a plane that vanished in Russia's Far East has been found about 3 miles from the airport runway where the plane was supposed to land. There were 28 people on board the aircraft, according to Russian media, no survivors. The leader of an Iran-backed Iraqi militia vows to retaliate against America for the deaths of 4 of his men in a U.S. airstrike along the Iraq-Syria border. The airstrike took place last month. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 42 points. NASDAQ futures, 19 points higher. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. Tropical storm Elsa forecast to bring heavy rainfall to our area, 2 to 4 inches possible. Maybe isolated amounts of 6 inches in the forecast through Wednesday evening. In Jacksonville, there's a threat for isolated tornadoes since the area is forecast to be on the eastern side of Elsa's center as it treks northeast. Jacksonville City Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman is reportedly in the hospital with COVID-19. She's said to be in the intensive care unit and was hospitalized over the last few days. Pittman represents District 8 and has served the Jacksonville community in leadership roles for more than 30 years. Florida police now have new rules to follow. Last week, Governor DeSantis signed a police reform bill into law. HB 7051 includes banning the arrest of children under the age of 7 for nonviolent offenses and changes the use of chokeholds, only allowing officers to use them if they feel threatened. Agencies will also have to submit quarterly reports to FDLE. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
The science now says 3 feet distancing, not 6. But the second largest teachers union in the United States, the American Federation of Teachers, won't go back to teaching.
Dennis Prager, weeknights from 10 till midnight on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Looking at some slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right at Cassett Avenue. You'll add an extra 5 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, just give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today will be mostly cloudy with some thunderstorms and a high of 83. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with more rain and a low of 74. Right now it's 72 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With many planning summer vacations, travel analysts predict longer waits at airports and rental car locations because of worker shortages. With U.S. troops leaving Afghanistan, NBC News reports Afghan security officials are seeing an increase of ISIS, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda making a comeback into the country. And Tropical Storm Elsa's heaviest impact on North Florida will happen Wednesday. Forecasters predict North Florida and South Georgia could see anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB. WBOB.
So they've got, what is it, Raj, Hurricane Watch up on the west coast of Florida. They think it could happen.
Is it hurricane or tropical storm?
No, I got a thing from, was it the Weather Channel? They think it could be
Yeah, they say it's going to make landfall, you know, somewhere just north of Tampa as far as the center of it now. Every place from Fort Myers on up is probably going to get heavy weather, though.
And so for those, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry, brother.
I was going to say, it looks like Tallahassee will probably end up, if it stays on its current track, predicted track, will probably end up having a worse situation with weather than Jacksonville.
You know, real quick, here's a quick question. They're predicting, what, 2 to 3, maybe 4 inches here locally. Are people's trash still out there waiting to be picked up over the last 4 weeks because you can't get the moochers off their rear ends for the unemployment benefits to go pick up the trash?
It's possibly true, yeah.
All right, let's get to the news. Another hour remaining. Hope everybody had a good 4th of July weekend. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, ready to go right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Go back to the current status, 60 miles per hour. It's moving north-northwest of 12, and it will continue to be going forward. It's going to be out of the open water for the next couple of days, and there's going to continue to be some wind shear coming across the circulation over the next day or so.
That is from the Weather Channel, but they say it's a possible chance that the storm may increase.
It's not going to be super strong. It's going to be, you know, strong enough perhaps to keep a lid on the intensity, but especially towards the end of the storm's journey, as it gets up in this position, that wind shear actually starts to sort of run away from the center of circulation and could actually be in a position to enhance.
President Biden will be out later this week promoting another spending measure, which has not got a lot of focus, about more entitlements through another $1.8 trillion spending package. The Wall Street Journal, Paul Gigobe, reports.
Multi-trillion dollar package known as the American Families Plan that includes federal entitlements for child care, paid family leave, free community college, universal pre-K, and more. If passed, it would be the largest expansion of the welfare state since Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, estimating that 21 million Americans, mostly in the middle class, would be added to the entitlement rolls.
But now, with halfway through the year, will the president get any of his spending measures passed? Fox Business Network Elizabeth McDonald says the Biden agenda may be a little bit more difficult down the road.
Time is running out. We've got the August recess about to start. The September budget fights to avoid a government shutdown about to start. The start of campaigning for next year's midterms that Democrats could possibly lose. This feels like President Biden's last chance is the next few months to make his mark as a president. Biden's agenda looks like it's hitting a wall in the Senate. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin saying he's not going to eliminate the Senate filibuster. That means Democrats will need 60 votes to pass President Biden's agenda.
The Afghan withdrawal with the U.S. troops is causing a concern for Afghan security officials about whether or not will there be a major comeback of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban back into their country.
Even before U.S. troops finish their withdrawal from Afghanistan, America's old enemies are making a comeback. The Taliban is on a major offensive, capturing around 150 Afghan military outposts in the last 2 months. In most cases, Afghan security forces, trained and funded by the United States, surrendered without firing a shot. The American withdrawal is a huge morale boost for the Taliban and all Islamic extremists, presenting the U.S. pullout as a God-given victory. Several Afghan officials tell NBC News Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other radicals are returning to Afghanistan.
That's NBC News' Richard Engel. A group of sheriffs in Texas and parts of the federal government, Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement agents have filed a lawsuit against the Biden White House, accusing them of preventing federal officials from doing their job on the issue of criminal illegal immigrants.
Five Texas sheriffs, as well as some ICE officers, are now suing the Biden administration, accusing Biden of not upholding federal law by not allowing ICE to arrest or deport criminal illegals. The sheriffs out here very upset by this. They say Biden's policies enticing illegals to come here. A border patrol here in the Rio Grande Valley reporting that they arrested three criminal illegal aliens with some serious records. One was a Honduran national with a second degree rape conviction of a child child under the age of 15 out of the state of New York. Just a short time after that, they arrested a Mexican national with a sexual assault conviction out of the state of Arkansas. And then just after that, they arrested another Honduran national who is a registered sex offender in the state of Wisconsin. All of those men had also been previously deported and evidently tried coming back.
Fox News' Bill Malugin. How many of y'all want to go out and get a house? I know there's a shortage, not a labor shortage, a labor shortage of some workers to build some, but the housing prices continue to remain high, and according to economists, they're going to continue to remain high throughout the rest of the year.
I don't think that home prices are going to come down. I don't think that there's a bubble that's about to burst. What we're expecting is for competition to ease a bit. It'll go from having 12 offers on an attractive home to having maybe 6 or 7, which is still a lot. And with that much competition, prices are going to stay high. Mortgage rates are still at historic lows, and I think mortgage rates will stay pretty low. They may tick up a bit towards the end of the year as the economy really starts to recover. But overall, mortgage rates are low, and that's partly what's fueling these really high home prices.
That's real estate economist Daryl Fellweather. Coming up tomorrow, as many of you know, job openings at least been posted for the month. We saw in April as the Labor Department talked about 9.3 million job openings that took place. Now in the month of May, analysts predict it'll be close to that same amount.
The latest JOLTS measure, the measure of job openings and labor turnover, is expected to show that the U.S. had about 9.3 million unfilled jobs at the end of May. That's right around the record level set at the end of April.
Many experienced long lines across the country as airports were packed. And the whole system, airports, rental car agencies, and the like, well, they are a bit rusty after nearly a year off of the kind of crushing travel we're used to.
That's Fox News' Anita Vogel. How many of y'all were on a plane this week, or you wanted to rent a car or take the RV out? Well, if you want to rent an RV, you want to rent a car, or get back on another airline throughout the remaining of the summer, reportage, shortage of workers is causing those delays.
So what does this mean for the rest of the summer? First of all, there will be a shortage of workers everywhere you go. At the airports, the TSA is so short of employees, they're asking for volunteers, and they're looking to hire 6,000 new workers.
Fox News' Anita Vogel. Coming up next, President Biden wants to spend, again, more money. We don't know if this package is going to end up passing. 21 million people will be put on new entitlements. And according next, after the break here, Raj, some of the economists say once they're on, they're on. There is no yearly budget review. We'll have all of this coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on 295 headed south, just past St. John's Bluff. You'll add about 4 extra minutes, and we're still dealing with our usual light traffic on Butler Boulevard headed east, right before San Pablo. You'll add about 3 minutes there. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today will be mostly cloudy with some thunderstorms and a high of 83. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with more rain and a low of 74. Right now it's 72 degrees.
Have you been considering extra security for your community, home, or business, but unsure of where to start? Sunbelt Gated Access Systems has the knowledge, quality products, and services to provide you with affordable, effective answers. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is your trusted local company specializing in fully automatic swing and slide gate operators, access control systems, and video surveillance systems. Whether it's for a multi-family community, single-family home, church, office complex, medical center, country club, or commercial property, Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is your best choice in Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is fully licensed and insured, a nationally certified automatic gate system designer, and a proud member of both the Northeast Florida Builders Association and the American Fence Association. Sunbelt's trusted professionals have been providing immediate solutions with lasting results and outstanding customer service for decades. Visit sunbeltsys.com.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. There's so many different ways to give back to rescue dogs and military heroes, donating your time, your talent, and your treasure. Canines for Warriors does their very best to help you be a part of their important mission that focuses on saving lives, both furry and human. Help stop 20 veteran suicides that occur every single day. Donate at Canines for Warriors.
Florida's economy depends on restoring America's Everglades. Everglades restoration will not only improve our environment, it will create 65,000 new infrastructure jobs and support hundreds of thousands of jobs tied to the real estate, recreation, and tourism industries. Let's invest in our future. Restore America's Everglades. Create jobs. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Economists predict home prices are going to stay high throughout the rest of the year. The latest job posting numbers will come out this week. Analysts believe the number will still be around 9 million job openings. And a group of Texas sheriffs and ICE agents have filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration, accusing it of preventing federal officials from arresting or deporting criminal illegal immigrants.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Multi-trillion-dollar package known as the American Families Plan that includes federal entitlements for child care, paid family leave, free community college, universal pre-K, and more. If passed, it would be the largest expansion of the welfare state since Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, estimating that 21 million Americans, mostly in the middle class, would be added to the entitlement roll.
That's Paul Gigot from the Wall Street Journal. Good morning. Coming up on 8:16, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Let me, Roger, for the audience out there, the following clip kind of nails this. This caught my, because we don't see a lot of these entitlement packages spent all the time, unless it's a Medicare or Social Security package. Mm-hmm. But listen to this, because that is a separate bill that if this passes, I mean, remember, you already got child tax credits going out. Unless there's a sunset provision on there, it's going to continue. But listen to this clip coming up next. If this bill is passed, this is not a yearly budget bill that takes place. According to Hudson Institute economist John Kogan, he says if this measure gets passed by the Democrats, people will stay on. They will not get off because it does not fall under budget congressional approval. Here's the clip.
An entitlement program basically gives individuals a legal right to a federal government grant under certain circumstances. And so Social Security might be a very good example. You turn age 65, if you've worked more than 10 years, you're entitled to a benefit. Food stamps, if your income is below a certain level, you're entitled to a food stamp benefit. And so it's basically a government guarantee that you will receive a service or a check if you meet certain conditions. When it comes to budgeting, these programs are automatic. They do not require annual congressional review or congressional appropriations. And so year after year after year, the programs go unreviewed, unless, of course, you have an emergency, and then they get expanded.
How did you like that, Roger? If there's an emergency like COVID, then mm-hmm. we can expand everything.
Exactly. It seems like baby steps towards Andrew Yang's universal basic income. They want to get everybody in the country on welfare.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it comes down to. Here was a case that was under the radar with the U.S. Supreme Court. We have a boatload of conservatives on there now, but they, Roger, they decided not to hear another, quote, case dealing with those of the LGBT community. Reporter Sam Smith says at one time it was based on a bakery. Now it's based on a florist who says that she will not do a floral arrangement for an LGBT community because of her religious beliefs.
The Supreme Court has decided not to take up another case centered on a battle between LGBTQ rights and religious rights. It did not say why, which is normal. The Washington Supreme Court had earlier sided with a gay couple, saying it was discriminatory for a florist to refuse to work their wedding over religious objections. Only three conservative justices on the nation's highest court supported hearing an appeal. Four are needed to make that happen.
Okay, so Roger, there's probably a little bit technical here. This was the Washington State Supreme Court. This case was supposed to come in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Some of you are going to sit back and go, oh, look at those Trump appointees. They're all a bunch of, no. Mm-hmm. The Washington State Supreme Court, then Roger, I guess that some lawyers had already emailed me about this, that then it has to go through the federal appeals court. So this case still may go to the U.S. Supreme Court.
It possibly could, but my suspicion is, the fact of the matter is the country is not all on the same page on this matter. It's a highly divisive issue. As I understand the way the courts agree to accept, and I could be wrong, or not hear a case, it really is determined by a clerk somewhere, and every Supreme Court justice has their clerk that maybe decides cases from various appellate courts, and that clerk probably just decided we're not going to hear it right now because there's not unity. Maybe.
Interesting perspective on that. Hey, by the way, this was under the radar, but Roger's got a great take on this. So the Assistant Secretary of State under the Biden White House, Ian Brownlee, now they're issuing LGBT passports, and all you got to do is just check the box of the gender you're identified with. By the way, it's no longer LGBT, LGBTQ. Now it's LGBTQI.
Mm-hmm. The Department of State is committed to promoting the freedom, dignity, and equality of all people, including LGBTQI persons. Starting today, you are no longer required to submit medical certification if you wish to change the gender marker on your passport. You can simply select male or female on the application form. Even if the gender you identify with does not match the gender on your birth certificate or other documents. For the moment, only male or female gender markers are available. But I'm pleased to announce the department has begun moving toward adding a gender marker for non-binary, intersex, and gender non-conforming persons. Hmm. The process of adding a gender marker is complex and will take time, but we are committed to getting this right. We will be coordinating with
all right, wait. Can I stop right there? Roger, you had a great explanation. Explain to me to the audience why this is big problems.
Well, here's the problem. Okay, your passport is not just a U.S. document. Yes, it is a U.S. document, but it's also an international document. And you're taking your passport to other countries, and they're going to look at that and then potentially expose if someone decides that their gender is Q or whatever it may be, whatever they want to call themselves, they end up exposing themselves to risks of criminal prosecution once they arrive in those countries, potentially, because not every country accepts some of the far left social agenda of what's going on in some parts of America right now. It's an international document, and you go to a country where they don't accept Q as a gender, that could end up creating some issues.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was an intersex.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Hey, but hey, Roger, this kind of hit me when you explained this earlier. For law enforcement officials that are kind of familiar with this, Roger, let me throw a curveball, and you may just end up knocking out of the ballpark. When you're traveling a lot, I've known wartime journalists who are reporting back and forth to Afghanistan, coming back to the U.S. They get red flagged as a no-fly list because, well, wait a second, sir, you're an American. Why are you going back and forth? If you're not a businessman, it's because I'm a wartime journalist, but they're still trying to check out your creds. Roger, if you're going 1 month as a, let's say you're a male, and the next month you decide to identify yourself as a female, technically, would this not raise red flags of you traveling to certain countries and coming back as a different sex?
I would imagine it would. You'd very minimum probably be taken off to a side room and go through several hours of interrogation, and it's very likely, or at least possible, that some of these countries would have a problem with that, and you could end up facing some type of legal problem entering those countries.
Yep. Hey, the storm is coming tomorrow. They're predicting anywhere from about, 2 to 4 inches out there. I'm kind of curious to know if trash pickup is going to be set and ready to go. By the way, I know JEA and everybody was emailing me about what's taking place. What about waste management? Do they not have enough workers? Can you imagine if the waters, we've already had major rains that have taken place over the last couple of weeks. But if we get, I don't think we're going to get much wind, but a little bit, whatever. But we probably will. What am I saying? But you get rain, flooding, you got everybody's trash hanging out there. I got news for you. Whatever city you're in, I do not want to be on the city council or at the end of the call lines there. when people are going to get ticked off coming up later this week.
Yeah, with tropical storm headed our way, and there's no trash pickup, as you very accurately said, that creates a huge problem right now. Not just for aesthetics, but maybe even health as well.
Yep. Coming up on 8:24. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Looking at some slow traffic on Gate Parkway headed south, right at Butler Boulevard. You'll add about 5 extra minutes, and if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today will be mostly cloudy with some thunderstorms and a high of 83. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with more rain and a low of 74. Right now it's 72 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I'm proud to say that Underwoods is the longest-standing member of the American Gem Society in the state of Florida. That's important because the American Gem Society promotes professionalism inside the business, and most important because of how it protects the customer. Gemstones are like most things, and you have to have the knowledge about them before you can tell the truth about them. That's where the American Gem Society fits in. They're the organization that certifies gemologists and registered jewelers and certifies sales associates with professional titles. Then to ensure that we stay up to date with these gemological advances, we re-win our titles by passing a written test every year. And now I'm proud to say Underwoods has the largest credentialed American Gem Society staff east of the Mississippi River. So if you're interested in diamonds and jewelry and want real professional help, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's squeeze in a call. Let's go to James. Hey, James, good morning.
Yeah, it's the arrogance of a lot of Americans to think that we operate the same around the world as we do here. When Roger pointed out that you have LGBTQ, you can select your gender while you're on the your passport. Some of those passport processing stations, especially in the Middle East and certain parts of the world, may be on the rooftop of a building.
Yeah. Well, to be frank with you, I think it's less about assuming that the American social agenda on the left is accepted everywhere, but it's more about imposing that and making it more worldwide. I think that's really a big, big part of it.
Yeah, correct. You guys touched on another part. They say that the Biden administration is trying to make community college free.
Yeah, he wants to make community college free. I'm like, wait, I thought this was a state issue.
Well, that's kind of ridiculous. Why would he make community college free? You could just turn around and make high school K through 14 and at the ability for 12th graders to enter into the workforce. Because I don't know if you've noticed in the high schools nowadays, not all these kids are college material. If you're going to provide something for free, they're going to take it and just waste the taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, I'm with you. I appreciate the call, James. Yeah, this whole thing about college, I mean, technically, Roger, the cost of your local community college isn't that expensive. You can still get grants. You can still negotiate. You may even get a little bit of a scholarship. What's the point of giving it to them for free? Because here's what happens. When you make something for free, you know what you get in return? Garbage. There's no value to it. You know? I'm just telling you, it's just the way it's based on the private sector. So, all right. More coming up next. A lot of news to get to. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
somebody coming in.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Tropical Storm Elsa bearing down on the Florida Keys now, whipping up high winds and extremely heavy rain. The storm expected to come ashore late tonight or tomorrow morning along the Gulf Coast north of Tampa Bay. Governor Ron DeSantis has expanded a state of emergency to include a dozen Florida counties. Crews continue searching the rubble of that collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida. The death toll is 28, 117 people unaccounted for. Russian authorities say wreckage from a plane that disappeared in Russia's Far East has been found about 3 miles from the airport runway where the plane had been scheduled to land. There 28 people were on board the aircraft. According to Russian media, no survivors. Wall Street, Dow futures are down 47 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. We're keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Elsa back over the water as it continues its path towards Florida. The High Springs Fire Department says sandbags will be offered from 8 in the morning until 8 p.m. today at Memorial Park. The sandbags are self-serve. No staff will be available to fill or load. The fire department said the limit is 10 bags per household. In the South Riverside neighborhood near San Marco, clogged drains could be a problem. Neighbors worry flooding could get worse depending on how much rain Elsa brings. Despite the city trying to keep the drains open, the area has been used as a dumping ground. Family and friends of Jacksonville City Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman are asking for prayers as she battles COVID-19. Pittman has been hospitalized and is in the intensive care unit. Pittman represents District 8 in Jacksonville. And Trevor Lawrence has signed a 4-year, $36.8 million contract as the QB for the Jaguars. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show breaking down the big July 4th weekend. Did it feel normal? Did you burn your mask and have a good hot dog? I hope so.
Plus, did the Democrats realize that they need to back away from some of the craziest left-wing policies they've been talking about in recent weeks? We'll talk about their strategy and more coming up on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Looking at some slow traffic on Gate Parkway headed south, right at Butler Boulevard. You'll add about 5 extra minutes. And if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy with thunderstorms today, a high of 84. This evening, isolated thunderstorms becoming more widespread overnight. 76 will be our low. Right now, it's 73 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With U.S. troops leaving Afghanistan, NBC News reports Afghan security officials are seeing an increase of ISIS, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda making a comeback into the country. Tropical Storm Elsa's heaviest impact on North Florida will happen Wednesday. Forecasters predict North Florida and South Georgia could see anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain. And with many planning summer vacations, travel analysts predict longer waits at airports and rental car locations because of worker shortages.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, good morning. Hope everybody had a great 4th. I had a good one. And Roger went walking on the beach. I'm like, really? You live on the beach, dude. What's the, you know?
What's anyway, wrong with going to the beach? It was nice.
I'm joking with you. Hey, yeah. By the way, how packed was it?
Not very packed. No, not very packed at all.
All right, just making sure.
Well, usually, you know, when we have tropical storms, hurricanes coming our way, the surfer community, you know, they ignore the warnings to avoid right. The water. That's the best time to go surfing.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. Remember last year during the COVID, the cops were ready to come after you if you went into the water
right.
because of COVID. But, oh, wait, there's a storm coming. No, we're going to let you surf.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
Well, they discourage it, but, you know, that's when the surfers actually enjoy going out more than ever.
I know. I'm with you. Job openings. Now, let me set this up. So once a month, you have the job numbers of the previous month. Every week, you have the unemployment claims that come out. And once a month also is – Now, remember, the jobs report of how many jobs were created. Then once a week, you have the unemployment benefits that have come out. And then also once a month is the job openings of how many jobs listed throughout the country. That comes out tomorrow here.
The latest JOLTS measure, the measure of job openings and labor turnover, is expected to show that the U.S. had about 9.3 million unfilled jobs at the end of May. That's right around the record level set at the end of April.
Well, wait a second. April was 9.3. Now you're telling me that May is going to be the same thing? Roger, these numbers have got to come down. You know, last week, 850,000 jobs, which is awesome with me, created. But here's the problem. Before we get to the calls, for those of you out there, let me break it down, the jobs that were being created. 343,000 out of the 800,000 were leisure and hospitality. Now, those should make a comeback. Summertime, hospitality, restaurants, hotels, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
188,000 jobs were from government. Now, yeah, I get it. Some of it were hiring local school districts for new teachers. But 188,000 government jobs were created. If you break it down, professional businesses, services, 72. Retail, believe it or not, retail actually created 67,000 jobs. That could be back to school, gearing up for the holiday season.
Well, not just that, but people got all the stimulus money. They had to spend it somewhere, or at least wanted to spend it somewhere. I think that created the retail jobs.
That ran out in April, they say. This is June jobs. Yeah, that's what some have said. But okay. But I'm just saying, you're going to have back-to-school sales holidays, Raj, which you know is big here in the state of Florida. But this is what I'm getting at. Manufacturing jobs, only 15,000 were created. Transportation and warehousing, which is like manufacturing, only 10,000, about 11,000 were created. Construction jobs lost 7,000. Roger, what I'm getting at is, have you ever noticed that, before I get to the calls, you ever noticed that you build a brand new Walmart, creates 400 jobs, nobody really gets excited, but you bring a manufacturing job of 30 to 40 people, I mean, because that's old traditional jobs we've had since the good old, even when the unions would come in, brag about manufacturing jobs, you're unionizing them, and then, of course, do a lot of trade deals. We've lost a lot of these jobs out there. What I'm getting at is leisure and hospitality, we need them, we get them, let's hire them all. But when you've got a low amount of manufacturing jobs being created, especially when you've got a pandemic that took place, we're in a major backlog of microchips for cars, for housing products. I would have thought that number would have gone higher.
It should have gone higher. And in fact, unfortunately, it did not. And here's what people need to understand. Manufacturing jobs, a job is not a job is not a job. Manufacturing jobs have a stronger impact on the economy because much of what's being manufactured is shipped overseas. That means overseas money is coming into the United States, helping to make our economy stronger than it would have ever otherwise. If you just have American, U.S. money, circulating around the economy, that's good. It's not a bad thing. But if you've got other money infused into the country, that's money that's coming in. That's improving everybody's quality of life.
Think about this for a second before I get to some of the clips. Most of our pharmaceuticals are made in China, right, Raj?
At least the raw ingredients, from what I understand, yes.
Okay, but a lot of them are made in... So we have to look at, for inexpensive pharmaceutical goods, to go to Canada. Microchips, a lot of our products and stuff like that, unfortunately, is not made all in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have some sort of legislation, or you... I'm not saying a sweaty wad of bailout money. I'm saying incentives, deregulation, tax credits. Instead of talking about jacking up the corporate tax hike rate to 21 to 28%, why are we not offering more incentives for companies to create more products in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's complicated. And the reason why is that overseas labor is relatively inexpensive compared to American labor. So it's cheaper for the pharmaceutical companies to get their raw materials and manufacture our pharmaceuticals in China than it would be in the U.S. because obviously they want to get them as cheaply as they can. But again, that creates a whole national security issue. We learned that from COVID. With COVID going on, China was holding back some of their medications, or at least we're afraid they were going to, and because of that we said, oh, we need to start having at least some type of emergency backup system in America for our medicines.
We need to treat a lot of our products like oil, because we're self-sufficient for oil,
right?
That's what we need to end doing. Home prices will continue to remain high. Now lumber has actually dropped, lumber cost, but according to real estate economist Daryl Fairweather, She says that home prices are expected to stay high. In fact, she says even if mortgage rates technically go up, she says the cost of getting a house will not come down.
I don't think that home prices are going to come down. I don't think that there's a bubble that's about to burst. What we're expecting is for competition to ease a bit. It'll go from having 12 offers on an attractive home to having maybe 6 or 7, which is still a lot. And with that much competition, prices are going to stay high. Mortgage rates are still at historic lows, and I think mortgage rates will stay pretty low. They may tick up a bit towards the end of the year as the economy really starts to recover. But overall, mortgage rates are low, and that's partly what's fueling these really high home prices.
Yeah, she's got a good, interesting perspective on that. Even if mortgage rates do go up a little bit, don't expect the prices to go down. Several of you have been emailing me, and we're going to get some of these emails. But, Raj, we've talked about this many times. Hey, Ed, it's funny that politicians on both sides, now the Democrats, but it's funny that the Democrats, here's a couple of emails, Democrats want to talk about the booming of the economy. He goes, well, what do you expect when you shut down everything? It's not like it's based on free market policies. When you have nothing to, when you shut down anything, it's automatically just going to go up. That's a good, excellent point right there. NBC News. Roger, here's another interesting topic. NBC News reports that Afghan officials are reporting as well that ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban are making a big comeback because of U.S. withdrawal.
Even before U.S. troops finish their withdrawal from Afghanistan, America's old enemies are making a comeback. The Taliban is on a major offensive, capturing around 150 Afghan military outposts in the last 2 months. In most cases, Afghan security forces, trained and funded by the United States, surrendered without firing a shot. The American withdrawal is a huge morale boost for the Taliban and all Islamic extremists, presenting the U.S. pullout as a God-given victory. Several Afghan officials tell NBC News Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other radicals are returning to Afghanistan.
Our good friend that comes on with us routinely, Colonel Michael Waltz, who's a former Green Beret. He represents the North Florida, usually I think St. Augustine South, down in the Flagler and Volusia counties. Former Green Beret, this is what he said about the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Nobody wants the troops to come home more than those of us who have had to sacrifice so much. But the last thing I want to see is another 9/11. And the best way to, I think, cause another 9/11 to happen is to pull all of our troops out of Afghanistan when half the world's terrorist organizations are still there. And the intelligence community is very clear they intend to hit us again.
Hey, Roger, is this one of these issues where that a lot of people will be split upon on the issues? I mean, this started under President Trump. This is following through with President Biden, okay? I understand that, for example, if World War III breaks out, it is probably a great spot to have a base, would be in Afghanistan. I get that based on logistics. But having said this, you look back, as you pointed out, since the 1940s, since World War II, now we still got a base in Germany. And now, again, if World War III breaks out, the logistics, I get it. Keep it there. You've got one in Japan. But if the argument is based on, well, we think Russia is going to invade Germany again, we need to, and by the way, I like what former President Trump make NATO pay its fair share of these countries. I mean, if you think that China is going to invade Japan, I mean, I guess my question is that really a viable argument?
I don't know if it's a viable argument is the best way to describe it. But the fact of the matter is, unfortunately, we live in a war with hostilities, and it's to our national security best interest, in most cases at least, to have a presence everywhere. That's why we have aircraft carriers and we have submarines, so that we can respond quickly in case anything hot and heavy breaks out. And, by virtue of the fact that we are already in Afghanistan because of 9/11 and the response to 9/11, and especially considering the fact you've got these horrible terrorist groups out there who are committed to destroying this country, why would you want to remove our national security presence from that part of the world? It's just baffling to a lot of people, other than the fact that we understand that it could be used as political fodder when election time runs around. And when you've got elections, you could say, okay, I got us out of Afghanistan. Well, no one said you got us out of Japan, and we're still there after World War II, or out of Germany, or even out of England. I mean, we've got U.S. troops in England right now, and we were never even in war with them, but we want to have a national security presence,
right,
literally all over the world, so we can respond quickly because we're there.
Roger, that coffee you gave me went down the wrong pipe, so I apologize. I'm like, that's pretty strong you made during the break. I mean, I get it. I think it's a worthwhile debate. I think, is there a, again, coulda, woulda, shoulda. I wonder if you look at the past on this topic, if we'd focus less on Iraq, focus, you know, what we originally was talked about with bin Laden and the Taliban and al-Qaeda, if we would have focused more on Afghanistan, less on Iraq, do you think we would have had a much earlier withdrawal?
You know what?
I know,
that's a tough one, you know, and I don't think anyone really knows the answer to those questions. The problem really is al-Qaeda. Honestly, the Taliban, you know, they were just at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong friends, to be frank with you. I'm not so concerned, you know, at least as far as American security is concerned, with al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is not going to, you know, send, you know, people over to America to pretend to be pilot, you know, aviation students and fly planes into our buildings. ISIS and al-Qaeda would do it at the drop of the hat. The problem is that these are the people who make alliances with these crazy groups. And, you know, it just makes sense to have a presence over there.
Remember a story, there's another caveat to this story. Remember the clip we played last week, WBFF, Fox News out of Baltimore, about many of the states, remember it was what, 21, 22 states that have ended unemployment benefits early, the extra $300 that was allowed for them to do that under the American stimulus package or the stimulus package back in March. Remember the lawsuits that were taking place.
The Unemployed Workers Union files a class action lawsuit. They're asking for a temporary restraining order decision to end federal employment programs and benefits. They also want eligible claims to be processed, adjudicated, and paid out.
As a class action lawsuit makes its way through the court system in April, five women filed a class action lawsuit against the head of the Virginia Employment Commission. And by the end of May, a federal judge approved a settlement in the case. The judge ordering Virginia to substantially resolve at least 95% of unpaid claims by Labor Day.
In the state of Indiana, a judge ordered the state there to continue providing those federal unemployment benefits, temporarily blocking the Indiana governor's decision to end those programs.
Now, there's a catch to this, right? So now Florida's one of those states. I believe there's a conversation. I was talking to one of the Department of Economics there, or the Department of DOE, you know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they're saying, yeah, we've already heard a rumor there's going to be some unemployment benefits lawsuits. So the moochers, evidently they say they can't find a job. So now they have to, well, it's not the job that I was trained for. Hey, I get that. I mean, you got to go out and find something part-time, but before you get that job. But here's the catch to all this is now several of these judges in these states, Roger, are saying, well, you know what? We've got a case going on. We still got backlogs because of COVID. We're going to continue to make sure that the state gives you your unemployment benefits until this gets resolved, which could be another month or so. So that's the latest thing that's happening in these states.
I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on the radio sometimes.
Right?
I honestly believe that these people who are filing these cases, they have a strong case legally. I'm not saying I agree with it or I think it's a good idea, but I do believe that there may be an argument made for equal protection under the law. You have the Congress of the United States passed a federal law that gives all American citizens access to an additional supplemental unemployment check every week, and then some states are not allowed to get that. That, to me, sounds like a lack of equal protection under the law, but I may be wrong.
Interesting. You know what? You know how you enforce this?
Oh.
Have some strong teeth where we hire more government workers to sit back and say, fine, we're going to check you out. If you lied about this, we're going to prosecute you. We're going to come after you. I mean, tell you something. You put the scare of the almighty in some of these guys through the government arm, unfortunately, that has to be done.
Right.
I don't think you'd have a lot of these people unemployed benefits.
And I don't think they're necessarily moochers. I just think looking at what's going to come, you know, give them the greatest check at the end of the month, to be frank with you. I think that if you would allow them to go back to work and still get the check, I think most of them will probably go back to work.
All right. More coming up next, 849 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Slow traffic on 95 headed north, right past Bay Meadows Road. You'll add about 4 extra minutes, and if you see anything, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy with thunderstorms today, a high of 84. This evening, isolated thunderstorms becoming more widespread overnight. 76 will be our low. Right now, it's 73 degrees. Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
I deployed with the U.S. Army in 2003. I've been in 8 different IED explosions. I don't know how many gunfights we've been in. 5.5 years of combat, it takes its toll on you. A lot of cumulative experience and trauma.
Canines for Warriors pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
You know, the thing I can tell you about my dog is his eyes have that perfect amount of judgment, but also that perfect amount of love. And no matter what I do, he just looks at me like I'm either an idiot or I'm the best thing in the world. He's my cranky old man, and I love him.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
A plumbing problem is an immediate problem. You can't wait around for a convenient time for a plumber to stop by. Roland Reisch Plumbing is Jacksonville's award-winning get-it-done-right-away plumber. Call as soon as you see a problem. Call 904-260-7059. Whether the problem is large or small, routine or a middle-of-the-night emergency, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by to get it done right, on time, and at the right price. Call 904-260-7059. Your friends and neighbors have relied on Roland Reisch Plumbing for years. Roland's motto is, have a leak? No need to wait a week. Call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Check them at plumbingjacksonville.com. Make Roland Reisch Plumbing your plumber. Gives you peace of mind knowing somebody's standing by ready to help you 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing, 904-260-7059.
As a parent, nothing is more important than your child's health and education. It can be hard finding providers that meet your child's needs. If your child is struggling at school with homework, summer reading, or just seems frustrated in daily communication, call the Morris Center. The Morris Center provides a free educational consultation to help you find the best services for your child, offered both online and at the Morris Center in Ponte Vedra Beach, beginning at $40 an hour. Call 904-834-2482. Visit themorriscenterpvb.com today.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The latest jobs posting numbers will come out later this week. Analysts believe the number will still be around 9 million job openings. A group of Texas sheriffs and ICE agents have filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration, accusing it of preventing federal officials from arresting or deporting criminal illegal immigrants. And economists predict home prices are going to stay high through the rest of the year.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
We just observed the 245th anniversary of the official beginning of our wonderful country. How much longer will we last, and will our descendants celebrate or mourn on future occasions? It all depends on us. Ronald Reagan used to say we're just one generation away from losing it all. Too many Americans are dependent on government, and the Biden administration wants to addict more people to Washington. Who speaks of self-sufficiency, hard work, and accountability these days? There's too much blaming others for people's shortcomings. In my book, America's Expiration Date, I note the average age of great nations is 250 years. Some lasted longer, but all that collapsed or were greatly diminished followed the same pattern. Massive national debt, uncontrolled immigration without assimilation, loss of faith in God, and the abandonment of a shared moral sense. These characteristics describe modern America. Please get the book, be warned, and learn what you can do in the limited time we may have to turn things around. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs. To bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post. ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, Roger, remember a story we covered last week? Several emails have been coming in over the weekend. I guess evidently some of you have already been booking cruises and things like this. This was a story from Fox News where if you decide not to get the vaccine, well, you can still get on one of the ships. I think it was Royal Caribbean. Then you're going to be treated like a second-class citizen. but now it says, well, wait a second. Maybe we'll treat you like first class, but... Here's the clip. You got to get travel insurance to cover possible COVID medical expenses.
A cruise company with a new requirement for those departing from Florida.
Royal Caribbean says unvaccinated guests over the age of 12 must purchase travel insurance for Florida cruises. The policy must cover COVID-19 related medical expenses, quarantine, and evacuation. Florida's government bans companies from requiring proof of vaccines. The policy follows two unvaccinated teenagers testing positive on its Adventure of the Seas ship and two others infected on its Celebrity Millennium.
All right, so here's a couple of emails. Hey, Ed, I'm going on one of the cruises. I decided not to get the vaccine because of personal health reasons, not the political, by the way, just health reasons as well. And I will buy the travel insurance. Roger's correct. It really isn't that much money. Here's a couple other ones out there. Hey, Ed, Royal Caribbean must be the only one doing it. I'm going on another cruise line, not to mention because they're not advertising with us. And they have not mentioned anything about travel insurance cost.
Right.
Hey, Ed, I'm a travel agent, and this is starting to become maybe a popular issue where you've talked about the free market deciding all of this. Since some of those cruise lines do not want to be sued, that's the reason why they're putting into place to have the travel insurance. I think this is semi-free market. I do like the way it's going to go. Hey, Ed, what's the point of getting the travel insurance? Isn't this just nothing more than whether or not I got my vaccine papers out there? So
yeah, but you know what? That's a very good observation. It's admitting, you know, that you haven't gotten the vaccination. But, you know, a lot of people get travel insurance anyway, though. If something comes up, you know, in a family emergency, it'll give them a refund on the cost of the trip if they can say, okay, you know, we had a death in the family or whatever. So it's not just for medical purposes that people get travel insurance.
Yeah.
Major accident, they're heading down 95 to Port Canaveral or wherever it may have been, and there was a traffic jam. They missed the ship. It'll refund them the cost.
Yeah, so we'll see where a lot of this goes. By the way, tomorrow is supposed to be the rainy day when it comes to Tropical Storm Elsa.
Go back to the current status, 60 miles per hour. It's moving north-northwest of 12, and it will continue to be going forward. It's going to be out of the open water for the next couple of days, and there's going to continue to be some wind shear coming across.
So they're talking about it could be a possible hurricane force. Well, they don't know that as of yet, but keep it tuned to Roger and Ed and throughout the station, throughout the day, WBOB.com, also on your phones, and we'll keep you updated. So, Roger, thankful to God every day for the show. All of you that tune in, we'll be ready to go tomorrow morning. Coming up at 6 a.m. right here on Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.